Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever played hide and seek?
No, but it sounds complicated.
It's not fun to be Forky. Lawrence Holmes takes over now on another gray Chicago day. Ready to go with more in-depth criticism of the Chicago Bears offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more subdued today.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to try to look at it in a more clinical way today with the Bears and their issues. We're also going to, I told Tony that it's okay for us to, as we're talking about this stuff, have some fun. So we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to get super Chicago-y in the first segment today.
Super Chicago.
There's going to be an element of this city that is going to love the production that we're going to together.
Light them up!
No, we're not doing that.
Jardinier on my shoes!
We did that yesterday. Okay. We did all of that stuff yesterday. But there's so much. I was listening to you guys talk with Kevin Fishbane on the drive in, and you can even tell now with the tone of the people that cover the team.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because I think that there was a lot of people that are around or cover the Bears are like, oh, the stuff that the Bears say makes sense, and it worked. So even when things didn't go exactly the way that the Bears said they were going to go, they were given the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
I think that benefit of the doubt is starting to shrink.
Well, Matt Nagy's press conference yesterday was remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It was remarkable in his desire to sort of go through a therapy session there and agree with, I'm with you. I know. And it's like, you're the coach.
Yeah. I was saying this yesterday during the show. He needs to stop acting like he's two different people. Like, it's Gemini Man.
But he is,
Man.
Though. He is.
But my point is that the head coach and the play caller are the same guy. The head coach and the play designer are the same guy. You can't be like, man, I just wish that there was a way that I could convey to the offensive coordinator that we should run the ball more. There's a sheet. You have the sheet, and the sheet, you could call plays
from it. Something happens. Something happens to him when the lights go on.
It's ego.
You know, I would say he has to fire his offensive coordinator with the offensive effort he's put forward, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Well,
that's him.
There's a way you could do that, Connor.
I don't think handing off play calling responsibilities is going to change it all either.
I don't think that he is at a point in his career where his ego will allow him
to
do that. And like when Andy Reid did it, we're talking about later in his career,
well established.
Let me take some of this responsibility off my own plate and give it to someone that I trust. I don't know if Nagy is in a place where he would do that yet, but I hope that he starts at least thinking about maybe I do need another set of eyes on this. I think that he in game flow mode is too attached.
Well, but the philosophy of the offense, whether it's going to be Nagy's or whether it's going to be Helfrich's, still relies on the quarterback to make decisions.
Right. It's not
and
a neutral
that guy
example.
Can't do it.
It's not a neutral offense because if whoever is in Mitch's head, if he feels he has to take up that much space in the quarterback's head, it's more than just picking a play. It's trying to send a force projection of yourself into the quarterback. It's the responsibility so much greater because of what they apparently think the quarterback can't do on his own.
Well, I would hope, again, a lot of this is based on hope. I would hope that they now have enough evidence to go, we shouldn't ask him to do all of that because he's not capable of doing enough of what we need to get to where we want to go. And it's one of the things that we're going to talk about on the show today. What becomes your focus if you're the Bears in the 2019 season? I would argue that there's still enough games left that they are going to look at themselves as we still are a playoff team.
Guarantee you.
Yep, for sure.
We talk. Yeah.
Okay. Guarantee great. You great. If that's our premise, then how do the Bears go about making themselves a playoff team? How do they buy themselves time with wins? How do they do it? That's where I enjoy what Kevin was saying about what's wrong with the Denver game plan.
Right.
If you can pull it off.
This is where I was at to start our show this morning. I guarantee you they think they can still pull something out of this season.
Connor, they should.
I promise you they think that.
6 games in a season, they should be thinking we're only 2 games behind Minnesota, yep, or game and a half because you beat them.
Right.
We're only a game and a half behind those guys. We're only a half game behind or 1 game behind Carolina. They should be thinking that way, but it then becomes incumbent upon you to put together a game plan that's going to, yes, allow you the best opportunity to win, not to prove a point, not to say to yourself, my offense works, but can you take the collection of players that you have and put together a winning game plan for them for this week,
right,
for the game against San Diego, and no bigger picture needs to be thought about.
And if you're changing, change radically. That's my thought. If you're changing, change radically. Do you see what the Baltimore Ravens are doing with a quarterback that is about as accurate as Mitch is?
Yep.
So far this season, Lamar Jackson has hit 63% of his passes. Mitch Trubisky has hit 64. Lamar Jackson is damn near going to win an MVP. I mean, he's got himself a chance.
Yep.
Might not, but he's got himself a chance.
He's in the conversation, which is crazy considering that people wanted to move him to wide receiver.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And he's a pretty good quarterback. He went, 9 of 20, I think, last week. He's got a bunch of explosive plays. He can get downfield with the legs and his arms. But all of that is predicated on the fact that he can be dangerous the way the Baltimore Ravens are using him. Mitch used to be dangerous that way. And I don't give a damn that one of his shoulders is hanging off of his arm. You lose him, you're back to Chase Daniel doing the same thing you've been doing for 6 weeks anyway.
Well, he might, though. And I don't know, and maybe tomorrow we'll hear from Mitch about that. He might feel like he can't be 100% himself.
Then you're not starting him. If he's not 100%, why are you starting him?
But then there's some harder questions.
Yep. Then you're looking at a trade deadline where you're selling some things because you know you're not going to get there.
I heard you guys talking about the Danny Trevathan thing, mm-hmm, too. And let me put together two topics of conversation that you guys discussed in regards to that. Don't think you can trade him. Because I don't know what 58's doing.
Because Roquan Smith is at the zoo?
I don't know what's going on with him, but I don't feel like you can take away a guy that clearly is one of the leaders of your defense and right now your best linebacker until you are sure that the other guy is ready to assume responsibility and play like you've seen him play.
Yeah, you may have to, if he can't be competent, you may have to take him off the field.
Yeah, and if it's a thing of whatever is hampering him has made him less aggressive for whatever reason, you need to make sure that you've got a representative defense out there and someone at the linebacker spot that's going to be able to do it. So I understand the reason why, because Danny has enough value that you might get a fifth or a sixth round pick,
sure,
to back for him instead of getting nothing.
But as long as you're trying to win now, you need some professional football player out
there.
You
need, yep, good players that understand how to call defenses and are still playing at an optimal level. And right now, over the last 2 games, no matter what the Bears linebacker coach says about Roquan Smith, he is not that player. He has not been that player. And if you're looking for evidence of it, you can look at what happened against Oakland and call it a one-off if you want. All I know is that if the big guy's not in the middle of your defense with Akeem Hicks,
yeah,
the guy who's supposed to help shut some of that stuff down is Roquan Smith, and he has not been that guy. And the play that you laid out, Dan, with him chasing Teddy Bridgewater around, and then, like, that's Teddy Bridgewater. That's not Lamar Jackson. Like that's not Mitchell Trubisky.
That's
not Cam Newton. Right. That's a guy that Roquan should be like, oh, you're out here playing with the big dogs, and put him on a stretcher. And that's not what we're seeing from him at this point.
He's moving backwards and indecisive with blocks. He's allowing himself to be blocked in ways that he hadn't been before. It's weird.
A lot of it is weird, what's going on with them. So we're going to spend some time talking about that today. That is Bernstein and McKnight. You can check them out every day, 9 a.m. to noon on these very Score airwaves. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Dan, Connor, I will see you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.